And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, back from Ensenada, and with Rock Cod Rick Maxa back in the mighty 1090 studios, and we have a great show for you today. From NOAA, Charles Villafana, going to be talking federal stuff on the ocean right here with the feds in the studio. Charles, who's our really good buddy, by the way. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaport Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and it's the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip, but the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaport Sport Fishing and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com. Boating season is here, so it's time to get ready with a powerful offer during Yamaha Outboards Wake Up the Season sales event. For a limited time from May 2nd through June 15th, you'll get up to $500 in dealer credit when you purchase a select eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard. That's right, choose a qualifying new 2.5 to 150 horsepower 4-stroke outboard and receive up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services from your authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer. It's time to make some wakes, so get in gear for the 2016 boating season with a brand new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and up to $500 in dealer credit. This exciting offer is only available during Yamaha's Wake Up the Season sales event and only until June 15th, 2016. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha Outboards dealer today. This offer ends June 15th, 2016, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealer for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. Many years ago, Baja Pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
One of my favorite things about fishing, in addition to hooking up a nice yellowfin, is a chance to meet great people. And when I run into someone that served our country or a local hero that has served our community, I make it a point to say thank you. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealer would like to show their gratitude by offering all first responders, active military personnel, veterans, and retirees a special appreciation bonus on top of current offers available on a new Ford car, truck, or SUV. It's your Ford dealer's way of saying thank you. Thank you to all first responders, responders and military personnel for your service to us all. When duty calls, when disaster strikes, when others are in need, they go first, and they deserve to be recognized. To learn more about this special appreciation bonus, go to FordHonorsTheHeroes.com. That's FordHonorsTheHeroes.com. Or simply stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a fun show today, man.
Yes, indeed. Charles Villafana from NOAA. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning,
Charles.
Guys.
First of all, let's ask, what does NOAA stand for?
NOAA is the National Atmospheric, Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
All right, very good.
And it's a little early.
And it's a federal agency, right?
Correct. We're part of the Department of Commerce.
Okay.
And I actually work for National Marine Fisheries Service, which is a sub-agency of NOAA.
A sub-agency.
Correct. One of our line offices.
All right. And what do you do for National Marine Fisheries Service?
I'm a fisheries biologist, and I manage our observer program for the West Coast Regional Office.
Okay. And so observers, like we were going to have one in this morning, but she has to work, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So we put biologists on board commercial fishing boats, and I also work on a lot of recreational issues.
Mm-hmm.
And Rachel is one of those people that works with me on a recreational survey we're fielding this year.
Like when boats come in, they do just catch size, just all the recording of info from recreational fishing trips.
Exactly.
And commercial, obviously.
Exactly.
Cool.
And Rachel, you'll see at the landings, you'll see here at the launch ramps. She kind of covers the San Diego region for you.
Correct. This year we're doing a big expenditure survey on all the landings in San Diego. So the Point Loma, H&M, Fisherman's Landing, and Seaforth. And we're talking to passengers coming off the trips that fished in outside of the U.S. and trying to find out how much money people are spending on these trips, what they're spending on the boat, what they're spending as part of their trip, their hotels, their gas, their everything related to their fishing trip, to really understand how much money the fishing industry generates for San Diego.
And what does this do for the fishing industry?
The big thing is really tells us how many jobs that the fishing industry provides for the region.
Okay.
That's a big one. NOAA is required when we make regulations, when we consider actions, we're required to consider economics. And knowing the size of the industry that regulation could impact is really important. And the greater the impact, the lesser the restrictions should be.
Okay.
Sure.
So people are very hesitant a lot of times to give Rachel and other observers. There's observers in Orange County. There's observers in Los Angeles. You have them all kind of up and down the coast, right?
Correct. Yeah, we have them on quite a few different fleets that we have varying types of observers on.
Yeah. So when you're approached by one of the observers, should be and you're interested in continuing your recreational fishing both here and over the border, should you be very afraid of these people?
Not at all. Okay. Not at all. The people who work for us are very friendly. Rachel is a fantastic fisherman. She catches probably better than most of you guys do.
But I guess the point is this information going to be used against recreational fishermen?
No. Well, we're this project actually that Rachel's working on is a cooperative project with SAC, with Sport Fishing Association of California, and we've worked with them to really figure out how to best to field the survey, and really to gather this information. And this is something that SAC really wants. This information really wants these numbers.
It's going to benefit recreational fishermen, right?
Your gut goes to an MLPA-style thing when there's a group of people that make a knee-jerk reaction, says this needs to be closed. You have hard numbers that say, look, if you do this, you're going to physically impact this giant wedge of people in these jobs, and you know this
That's
is not something
point,
we
Ricky,
can do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that we can show economic importance of fishing in Southern California. That's the whole idea of the project.
Right, and for the – we have fairly decent numbers on the rest of the fishing industry as to what the jobs generate through some other survey. This year there's a similar survey being done on fishing within California, that boats that stay within California, and it's coming out as a mail survey that you may get by virtue of having your fishing license. You maybe get a packet in the mail to answer a bunch of questions. This is similar, but we don't have that information for trips that go into that leave the U.S., that go into Mexican waters. So this is really trying to get a number on those, that extra piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. So that's one of the many projects you do. Of course, we've seen you at the Fred Hall shows. What else do you do working for National Marine Fisheries?
That's the big thing I'm working on these days. But some other things we've got going on at NOAA these days is James Wraith down at our La Jolla Science Center is in charge of our billfish tagging program. And this project's been going on for quite a long time, well over 20 years. And the project's still going on. If you'd like information on this, James Wraith is the guy to contact. And he's also working on a new smartphone app that allow you to report highly migratory species releases. So if you release a thresher shark, tunas, billfish, things of that sort, you'll be able to sort of plug it in and let us know where you've caught something, where you've released it. And this really feeds into a lot of our research and tracking and really good information for you and for us. And then with all these big bluefin being caught, Owen Snodgrass, also down at the La Jolla Science Center, is really interested in getting carcasses and stomachs from these fish, particularly these bluefin over 100 pounds, and we're really trying to figure out where they're from, what stock they're part of, where they've been, and what they're eating. So Owen can get a lot of information just from a little tissue sample with a length and a position of where it was caught, and you can really learn a lot from that.
Well, you've caught enough of those, Ricky. You better save some stomachs.
You got it.
So, interesting enough, I was talking to Ken Franke on our travels up and down the coast to Ensenada about the fact that one of the sport boats, I believe it was in San Diego, found eggs in one of the bluefin tuna. That's significant, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. Had you heard that story?
I hadn't heard, heard that. But.
So this is not the normal breeding grounds.
Not that I know, not that I'm aware of. Correct.
So the significance of that is perhaps as a subpopulation.
Yeah, it could
that
be.
That actually breed here.
It could be. I don't know for
yeah,
sure. But
I know it's like I'm just dumping new information on here. But it's not something you typically see.
No, it wouldn't be.
So if you open up a bluefin tuna and you see eggs in there, and pretty much everybody knows what an egg sac looks like in a fish, report that because that's very, very significant.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, because that's not normal. They breed across the ocean, right? They breed over in Japan and such like that. It's a very highly migratory species.
Right.
Yeah. So I know Ricky asked you this question, sea lions. Okay, there's this big problem sea lion we know about that's bit five people over in Mission Bay at Dana Landing there. Is that something that NOAA and the Fisheries Department works with?
Our agency is responsible for the Marine Mammal Protection Act, and it's a federal law since the early 70s, and it protects marine mammals. You are allowed to harass marine mammals that are impacting your fishing, climbing on your boat, stealing your gear, things like that. The rules have changed recently as to what you're allowed to do. But
what are you allowed to do?
You can spray them with water. You can yell. You can make noises. You can use projectiles that will not hurt them permanently.
Mm-hmm. Like rubber bullets or...
Correct. Yeah, paintballs, things like that.
Yeah.
You can do that. If you're not fishing or not canoeing, you cannot.
Okay. What if he climbs up on your swim step and jumps into your boat? Can you... Shoo him off?
Yes.
That's legal?
Yes.
Okay. You're not going to go to jail for shooing off a problem sea lion.
What if he takes your 225-pound bluefin? Can you just, does that give you rules to do anything you want? Or
No, it doesn't.
All right.
No.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in case of these sea lions that are biting people, there's not much that can be done without really reforming the changes in the Marine Mammal Protection
So
Act.
Literally, it's an act of Congress.
Correct.
That blew me away, because obviously, you know, we talked about it, and there's a bad one, you know? I mean, it's just like things happen in the wild. You know, you see it happen with mountain lions and dogs and coyotes and things like that. And you would just assume that the same channels would apply. I mean, it's not, this one was beyond the upset fisherman kind of thing. And, you know, we went through fishing game.
And it's the same sea lion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no question, you know, and just like, oh, yeah, nothing we can do. Good luck.
No,
you know,
good luck.
I was just so surprised that that could be a thing. You know, it's going to, something is going to unfortunately happen that's going to be really bad at some point.
Well, what he could do is he could grab a child off the dock and kill.
I mean, he took a 225-pound bluefin out of a duck cart in like one second. Like I was 5 feet away, grabbed by the tail, whoop, ripped it in the water, gone. I mean, it was just like what, you know? Yeah.
So I think we need to start some type of a petition or something to submit to Congress to say,
I'm with you, man.
You got to do something about this.
It's a lot worse than one that just takes your sardine every once in a while when you're fishing, you know, anywhere else.
Yeah, so. And that's pretty much what you have to do, right, Charles? Right. It's not something that NOAA or the National Marine Fisheries Service or you guys can do. There's just it's the law.
Correct.
Yeah. So don't blame the messenger.
There you go.
How often does that question come up when you're at the Fred Hall show?
It's often, and
is it like number one?
It's growing in recent years for sure.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and it's like one of those things. It's like Charles is an angler. He's a fisherman.
Straight
he loves
up.
Fishing. Yeah. He loves fishing, and I'm sure he has that same passion that we share for sea lions, but there's nothing you can do, right?
Right.
Anyway, so. What is on the agenda for NOAA lately? What's happening?
So we just this past week was National Fishing and Boating Week, and if you check out some of our Facebook page or NOAA website, we've been featuring about 20 of us from NOAA that are anglers ourselves, and we posted some messages as to why we fish and why fishing is connected to our jobs. So a number of us from the West Coast were involved in that. John Hyde, Owen Snodgrass, Rachel Mahler, Liana Heber, and myself were all featured in this thing. We just recently put out our the West Coast Regional Action Plan, and it's our third rendition of it. These are sort of our list of projects we're working on for a 2-year window. And this is really the first one that's been integrated across all three West Coast states, so California, Oregon, and Washington. A pretty large, extensive list of things from science to outreach to all kinds of things. Us being featured on this show and shows like this is really part of that, is that some of our outreach ideas.
Yeah.
We've hit on the Fred Hall show. We've talked about our surveys, our biological collections, lots of those things are really kind of featured in those projects. Some habitat work, particularly in steelhead and salmon streams.
Yeah, cool. So you guys aren't just the ocean.
We are the ocean and salmon.
Okay, because salmon live
so
in
salmon
the ocean.
Salmon come and go, and we're
and
primarily
steelhead,
on the ocean side.
Steelhead would be in that same salmonoid population. Yeah.
Correct.
Because they migrate up and down the rivers. So that's where your influence in the rivers add in. Yeah. How is the population of salmon doing? There's been some significant problems lately, right?
Yeah, I mean, salmon's I don't work heavily in salmon. I did in early part of my career, but no longer. And salmon is very complicated.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest, I don't follow it all that tightly anymore.
Yeah, anymore. You're more in the South Coast here with us. Yeah. All right. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
Well, you're not kidding. It's going to be a lot of fun. And talk about a wealth of information with Charles in here. We just got so much stuff to cover, so much good fishing going on, so many good fish reports to come. There's going to be a great time this morning on Let's Talk Hookup. And we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of the show, join us this morning. There's two ways you can reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. And the best right now would be with our toll-free number. That's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. There's a toll-free line open right now for you to get through. You can also try us on our local line. That one's full right now, but there'll be plenty of shots for you to get through on that during the show today. That's 858 area code 457-1090. One more time, 858-457-1090. Not only are we going to be talking about all this great fishing and talking NOAA today, we're also giving away a great prize. Talked about it earlier, Olakai sandals, now a big part of Let's Talk Hookup. So proud to have them, and they're just awesome, awesome pairs. We carry them to the tackle store now.
Yes.
Everybody that is, you know, so I heard you talking about, let me check those things out. And just every time, like, oh my gosh, these are awesome.
Yeah.
So really, really excited to give away a brand new pair of Olakai sandals today. It's the Ohana, a very comfortable, water resistant, quick drying, perfect for the beach or the boat. It's a really great pair of Olakai sandals. We sure appreciate Olakai, the premium footwear people, for letting us give away one of those great pairs of Olakais.
Yeah, very good. Well, I'll tell you what, we have Captain Tommy Rothery on the line from the Polaris Spring. Good morning, Tommy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you all doing?
Doing great. What's going on with the Polaris Supreme?
Well, I'm just calling you with a little update here. We're going to take off in 2 weeks, not next Saturday, following Saturday, on a six-day trip. We got 7 spots open on that. And we're going to go out and target that bluefin that Rockhod Rick's catching, man. He's got the best reports I've heard from anybody, I think.
He hasn't caught them all, though, Tommy. I think there's a couple left.
Money still to go.
Wow. Yeah, it's unbelievable what I hear the airplane pilots saying that they're seeing there. It's pretty fantastic. We've been doing a ton of boat work this year on cosmetics. I spent all my money last year on electronics, and this year we're all cosmetic work. We painted the whole boat, literally, and we're also going to carpet the whole boat, the floors, the walls, the overheads. It's turning out spectacular. I think I did really good on picking the colors, if I must say, but so myself, it's looking great. And we also just launched a new website a couple days ago. That's up and active now. And we got set up with Code Group, and it's an app. Some of the guys don't know about it yet, but you can get on there and you can click on the Polaris Supreme, and it'll send up-to-date information from our website. So if we update our website, boom, it goes straight to you as long as you've selected the Polaris Supreme in their app there. Pretty cool deal.
Wow, that's awesome. So you do have 6 spots available. When's that trip?
Yeah, it's not this Saturday, next Saturday, on the Saturday after next, rather, but the 25th, and 6 spots open, 6-day trip, and I know we're going to spend a lot of time targeting that stuff, a lot of kite fishing and a bunch of different cool techniques and stuff. We'll have plenty of time to target that big fish and target the big stuff, too. We're talking about targeting that 200, 300-pound stuff.
Nice. Awesome. Well, if somebody wants to grab a spot on the Polaris Supreme, that 6-day trip, or any of the upcoming trips aboard the Polaris Supreme, I know you're bright and shiny. It's almost like a new boat now.
Yeah,
spent, 5 weeks in the yard?
Yeah, long time, man. Those painters did a beautiful job.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen a better paint job ever on the boat. I think it looks better than the original one. It really is beautiful. But, yeah, give us a call at the office. You can look it up on our website, PolarisSupreme.com.
Great to have you back aboard there, Tommy, and back on the water, Tommy Rothery. Polaris Supreme, good luck with the trip.
Yeah, by the way, that was a beautiful show yesterday. Good job.
Hey, thanks very much. I was telling Rick
great job.
That we made, Ken and Kenya have done a phenomenal job in Mexico.
Yeah.
And we have made so many friends down there. They really like us. I yesterday was kind of, I really felt that we've really come of age working with the Mexican people and the people in Ensenada and Conapesca and Sepesca and all that stuff. These people are on board with us, which is just great news.
Absolutely, yeah. I get the same feeling there from the whole vibe down there right now. It's pretty cool.
You bet. They want to work with us, and it's pretty exciting, no doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Good going.
Hey, thanks, Tommy Rothery, Polaris Supreme. We'll talk to you real soon. Good luck.
Thanks, Tommy.
Yeah, take care.
All right. Hey, speaking of Big Tuna, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris is on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Good morning, Pete, and I wanted to congratulate you also on yesterday's show, you and Rick and Ken.
Thank you.
But the other reason I called, I was driving in and heard the talk about the sea lions. You know, in San Diego Bay, we have 2 seals that are attacking our guys as we are trying to get bait.
Wow.
That we have to have a guy standing there with a long scoop to push him off.
Oh.
And they are so aggressive. They grab the scoop. They grab the handle. Here in the bay, I cannot take my dog down to the Liberty or any other boat with the seal has come up on the dock and tried to grab my dog twice.
Really?
Now, what is it going to take? If you have a mountain lion that is attacking animals, the feds come on your property and shoot it. and it's happened on my property.
Yeah.
What is it going to take to get things right that at least these ridiculous sea lions that are stealing fish right? I mean, I had one grab an 80-pound wahoo right out of my hands when it was coming across the dock on the boat. They are ridiculous.
Yeah.
What is it going to take, Pete? What are we going to have to do?
I think that we have to start a petition and submit it to our congressman. We have to literally get our congressman involved in this, Frank. That's the only way anything's going to happen. And, you know, you may laugh at it, but if this is a serious enough problem, we bring it to the attention of our congressman, and a kid gets killed, a dog gets killed, or something seriously happens down there, it's on him. It's on our congressman.
Well,
it's like you were warned.
On top of that, Pete, if one, I mean, they're already biting people.
Yes.
And if they bite somebody, I mean, if you had a sea lion that did that, they'd shoot. I mean, if you had a mountain lion that did that, that attacked people, they'd shoot it.
Yeah. So that's
what is the difference? What is this great love of the sea lion that has overpopulated the oceans?
Yeah. Well, let's start something. Let's start something right now. Find out who the congressman is that works with us here in the Southern California, San Diego region, and start working with that congressman to do something about it.
Well, try to get it started, and I think you will get 1,000% support from the fleet.
I think there's no doubt about it.
I guarantee it. It has become absolutely ridiculous when you can't even walk your dog down the damn dock.
It's true.
And he's on a leash. And he tries to grab the dog. I mean, what's it going to come to?
That's the story that I was trying to relate. This has gone far beyond a frustrated fisherman that lost a yellowtail one day at the Coronal Islands. I mean,
that's nothing.
Something really bad is going to happen.
Yeah,
and these are different. I mean, Frank, I didn't even bring that up. The ones on the SD barge. I mean, they know what's going on. Like, you have to physically fend the thing off, so it takes four people to load bait instead of two. I mean, it's just not right.
Yeah. Well, hey, Frank.
And according to what the gentleman just said a little bit ago, we could go to jail for protecting ourselves from that damn seal.
Yeah, it's true. It's a fact.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, I wanted to get an update on the Liberty on a positive note.
Yeah,
what's
the latest
on the
Liberty?
The Liberty is looking beautiful. We're waiting for the stability letter to come back from Coast Guard. Couple other things are finishing up some trim and some teak work and things like that. But I think it's going to really, really surprise people. It's going to be an amazing three-quarter day boat with Taro Takeuchi running the boat. And
do we have a date
I think it'll
when
be something
first...
the fleet can be proud of.
Do we actually have a date, Frank, that the trip's going to happen?
You know, Pete, how the feds are, the Coast Guard can be. It's expedited. That could be 2 weeks to 3 weeks, and the scary part is it could be more.
Okay.
But our target date to run at least our first official trip with passengers is July 1.
All right.
Cool.
Very good. All right, Frank. Frank Lopez, and that course, you booked that right through Fisherman's Landing, the very first three-quarter day boat from Fisherman's Landing in ever, right, Frank?
That's correct, and don't forget to book your bunk.
Okay.
All right. Good
like
call.
That. All right, Captain Frank Lopresti. Thanks, Frank.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be taking your phone calls. Again, if you want to get through, 877-792-1090. Your shot to get through right now. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
Looking for a new exciting fishing excursion this year? Come to Cedros Island for a kayak trip. Cedros Tackle is pleased to announce the completion of their newly built casita. Enjoy their beautiful secluded home with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. All tours will use Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience on Cedros Island. Travel light and leave your tackle at home if you'd like, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear, which includes Phoenix rods and Daiwa reels. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by staff while you sit by the fire and enjoy the views of Mount Cedros. If you dream of catching a 10-pound calico bass or 40-pound yellowtail, Cedros Tackle will put you right in the spots where you'll be casting at fish that may have never seen a jig before. Come join Jeff, Omar, and the gang for a beautiful trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at CedrosTackle.com for more information and to book your trip.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
It's coming this Thursday through Sunday to Spanish Landing, Harbor Island East, right across from San Diego International Boat Show. It's the San Diego International Boat Show. It's such a great show. Talked about it yesterday a lot. Over 200 vessels, both sail and power, in the water. Great dry land displays. Free demos. You can try a paddleboard. They have a tiki bar. How about that?
I love it.
Beer garden, food trucks, the whole deal. They have kid zones. You can take the kid down and get painting and while you buy your new boat or boat accessories.
I love that. You talked about it yesterday. They got very cool seminars. A lot of information about Mexico cruising, permits, if you want to take your boat down to Baja Naval, all that kind of stuff. There's going to be a lot of great stuff, as you mentioned yesterday, from that great show in Ensenada. You're going to find a wide range of new products and services that are going to make owning and operating a boat more enjoyable. As Pete said, it's June 16th through the 19th at Spanish Landing, which is this Thursday through Friday. So Thursday and Friday, it's going to be open from noon to 7. Saturday, from 10 in the morning till 7 in the evening. And then Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah, you bet. Go check it out. It's right across from the San Diego International Airport, right there next to the Sheraton Harbor Island. It's the San Diego International Boat Show starting this Thursday. Check SanDiegoInternationalBoatShow.com for details.
If you're not wearing Maui Jim sunglasses, you're missing plenty. This is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. Fact is, I wouldn't go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. When I wear them, the ocean's true colors come shining through with more contrast and clarity. When it's time to harpoon a big bluefin, I see that fish clearly at that critical time. Maui Jim, seeing is believing. Take it from us on the Wicked Pisser. Try a pair at your local tackle shops or check out MauiJim.com.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, you just heard Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Tuna. Okay. We're going to see Paul tomorrow night.
How cool is
at,
that?
At the captain's reception, which is sold out. Yep. We warned you. And if you didn't get your tickets, it's too late because it's sold out. But get this. Maui Mikey is coming to town. Maui Jim. And he's bringing a whole bunch of pairs of Maui Jim sunglasses. And you buy $500 worth of raffle tickets for the Friends Are All the Raffle, which is going to be unbelievable. You get a free pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. That means you buy $500 worth of raffle tickets where you could win thousands of dollars in prizes, and you're going to get up to a $300 pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, which you can pick out from the display right there
at
the captain's reception
That's
tomorrow.
Awesome.
So come prepared.
Good job, Maui Jim.
$500, and we want to thank Mike and the Maui Jim people for being very generous and raising a lot of money for Friends of Rollo. Hey, Tom Green, our good buddy who flies for the Bluefin, is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Tom.
I posted on our website, hookup1090.com, on our feature photo of the week, one of the most incredible shots of aerial shots of bluefin tuna I've ever seen. It's
so cool.
That you look at this picture, you see all these dots. Those are all bluefin, right, Tom?
Oh, Pete, it's amazing. You know, the last time we talked, I told you how the bluefin fishing for us has been getting better and better for the last 10 years. Last year, I didn't ever think I'd ever see it any better. Last year doesn't compare to what we've seen this year.
Yeah, that's so you're saying the biomass right now is enormous.
It's insane. I've never seen it. In 2 days, I've seen more fish than I've ever seen before. It's spectacular.
And,
I told I told Ted the other day, I said, this is a once-in-a-lifetime deal. And then the next day, I see it again. It's crazy.
Really?
Wow.
It doesn't seem to be going anywhere. Why?
Well, you know what? We've got some kind of a funny water situation going on. And the fish, you know, I saw this fish. The very first day I started flying this year was April the 17th.
Wow. That's early.
Oh, it's really early. And I saw maybe 3,000-4,000 tons. I said, wow, this is crazy. And it's backed up. It's gone south instead of north. Well, I'll tell you what, when this fish decides to go north, it's going to be wild. The guys are going to be, they've been hugging the beach all the way. And it's going to be amazing. The sporters are going to have a great time this year.
Yeah. Now, so this stuff is all ours right now, which is because the bluefin guys are done, right? They've met their quotas. They've filled their pens. It's all over, right?
Pretty close to it. I think there might be less than 100 ton, I believe, left. But within the next day or two, it's going to be done for us.
What's the biggest spot you've seen estimated at quantity in
that?
Good
question.
You know what? I saw a school the other day that had to be no less than 500-600 tons.
Five or 600 tons.
Yes, and we're talking, and the thing is, Pete, I saw one school like that. And you're thinking, oh, maybe all the schools got together. I would look out and I counted 15 schools at the same time I was looking at this big school.
So it's not like everything in the area just merged together. This was just one giant spot.
I'm talking 25 miles of fish.
Wow. Unbelievable.
That is so cool, Tom.
That is so unbelievable.
The day I took the photographer out, the pictures you guys are talking about, and Ralph Pace, he's a wonderful love photographer, but we were on fish, and every time I rolled out of circling a school, I didn't go 100 yards before I rolled into another one.
Oh, that's pretty amazing.
That for 25 miles. 20? We got it on the GPS, and it looked like a spring.
Corkscrew.
Wow.
Absolutely. It looked like a corkscrew for 25 miles. It was nutty.
Wow. Well, as you can see, on our website, hookup1090.com, feature photo of the week, click on that and then enlarge it. Just double-click on it, and it'll bring up Ralph's amazing picture, just one of many that was sent. But the good news is, Tom, you're going to be flying for the Sport Fishing Association of California and spotting for the Sport Fishing Association fleet, right?
Yeah, I'm looking really forward to that. Going to have some fun. I've been working with Ken for the last few years, but this is going to be the first year I'm going to work for the local guys. You know, I've flown for the Long Rangers for a few years off and on, but
sure,
this year I'll be doing a couple of days a week for the local guys. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, wow. We're really excited to have you, Tom. I mean, somebody that's got credentials and been looking at fish from the sky for a long time is just invaluable for all of us that are going fishing on boats. And I don't know that everybody knows what a big deal that is, but I mean, multiple days a week, Tom will be up in the air literally putting boats on fish. You know, you might be riding on the Prowler or the Pacific Queen or the Tribute or whatever one day, and Tom's got a fish and gets a hold of the guys and, hey, there's a good school that's, you know, 4 miles southwest of you. I'll walk you right into it. I mean, it's going to just pay such huge dividends. We're so excited.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I got to thinking about it the other day, and I was adding it up, and this is my 44th year of spotting fish, and I'm going, what in the world? Where did the time go?
Tom, that's so cool. And you're going to be calling Let's Talk Hookup, too, the other exciting news, with from-the-air reports from your plane, right?
Well, if I'm out flying on the weekends, absolutely. But otherwise, I'll darn sure be calling in and giving you the reports and letting you know what we see.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So cool,
right,
Tom.
Here on Let's Talk Hookup. And Tom, of course, was the founder, along with his partner Adrian, of Cedros Adventures. And Rick and I have been down to Cedros. And that's how it all started, is you were flying from Cedros. And it's like, hey, we should bring people down here, right?
This place is cool.
Oh, yeah. No, that's how that started. Every time we'd land, we'd look down and we'd see all these big schools of giant yellowtail. I said, Adrian, there's something to be done here. And Adrian has really turned it into a wonderful, just a first-class operation.
Oh, it
He's
is
done
such
a great job. Yeah. Absolutely great job.
Oh, yeah. Cedros Adventures is number one. Well, Tom Green, great shots, great help for the sport fishing fleet. We sure appreciate your time this morning and look forward to many, many more as the summer goes on here.
Hope so, Pete. You guys, Ellen, by the way, that was a great show yesterday. Listen to it. That was great.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate that. It was a really fun one to do, for sure. All right. Appreciate that, Tom, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Sounds great. Talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. And speaking of Mexico, let's head south. We just finished our Rancho Leonero 20th annual tournament, and our buddy John Ireland's on the line from Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Peter, Rick, guest.
Hi, John.
Geez, that's a kind of a tough report to follow, you guys. I don't know what to tell you.
Man.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. This bluefin bite's crazy, huh?
It's unprecedented. It's never happened before and may never happen again. So take advantage of it. Is the
unbelievable
idea.
Unbelievable. Well, I'm gonna kind of change the tempo just for a minute. I'm up here now doing some shopping and paying the bills and buying some boat parts. So I'm gonna see you guys over there tomorrow night at the Ballyhawk.
You're gonna be at the captain's reception because they're giving away one of the prizes is a trip to Rancho Leonero. So
absolutely.
John, you're gonna hang out with us tomorrow night. That's gonna be a great night.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, so I just thought I'd let you go. And I don't know whether old Jim Stewart's still with NOAA or not. I know he was a water safety officer for NOAA for a couple of years. He was the water safety officer for Scripps over in La Jolla, and he helped us with our dive program at Rancho Leonero.
Oh, Charles, is he still there?
I don't know him. I've been with NOAA about 8 years, but don't know Jim.
He may have retired.
You'd remember Jim. Yeah, he's probably retired. He had a big shark bite out of his arm, so you couldn't forget Jim.
Yikes.
That's
for sure. Anyway, getting back to the fishing diner, kind of a weird week. It started strange, as you know. We had a lot of weather. We had wind out of the east, or probably west, northwest, which, you know, in all my years, I don't remember having a wind like that. And it blew real hot one day, and then it blew one morning it was 83 degrees going down to the beach, and the next morning it was 69 degrees. But very strange weather, and a cold band of water kind of came around up the inside. That's all been dissipating now, and of course after the tournament gets done, then the fishing improves markedly. So that we've had a better bite now. The billfish are up. The water is starting to get more back to normal, but we're still wide range on the water from 76 to 82. It's kind of mixed up still out there. And but they've been running into the tuna outside, 20, 30 miles outside. Those that are willing to go out there, no real size football, and maybe a little bigger, to maybe 15 pounds, something like that. But quite a few of those big schools of porpoise outside, which is good news. Marlin bite's been real good, right off the bump as normal. Lots around. They're seeing lots and lots of picky biters, at least one per boat if you're really going after them. But and they're loving the ballyhoo as usual. So that's good. The wahoo bite's kind of slacked a little bit. We've been seeing about one fish a day, something like that. Nowhere near like the last couple of weeks. But inside's really picked up. The rooster fishing has really picked up. They've been picking up, you know, five or six fish in the 60-pound class. On the Gallos, just on the first bank, not right up against the beach, but on the first bank. And also they're picking up some yellowfin to 20 pounds off the banks and in the same area that the wahoo. Mixed with Dorado, too. The Dorado's still pretty small, but there's a lot of small ones around, which bodes well for the next couple months. The fishing's getting more back to normal, and I don't honestly say it's been strange here, but we're almost behind. It seems like we're two or three weeks behind where we'd normally be as far as water temp and everything else now. So it's interesting.
That was the weirdest weather that we had at our tournament there. That was just
–
I've never seen anything like it. But you know what, John? Last year it was the hurricane that was the weirdest hurricane that ever – earliest hurricane in history. This year we had that weird wind event. Third time's a charm. The 21st annual Let's Talk Hookup tournament is going to be off the charts. But needless to say, we still had a great time. We have Dave and Scott Williams in the studio here with us, who were the third place finishers in our Rancho Leonero tournament. And Bob Blum, our tournament director, wrote a great article on the tournament. It's on our website, hookup1090.com. If you click on the story, travel and trips there, you'll read that story, see some great photos. And bottom line is, as tough as the fishing was, we still caught a lot of fish and had a lot of fun at a beautiful resort there.
Well, Tom caught a wife, right? So there we go. We had a little wedding.
That's
there,
right, so Tom. Yeah, we got to say Tom and Rhonda, man. Congratulations to Tom and Rhonda Gruber, who got married on Sunday night. Oh, you didn't know that?
I saw him. I saw him yesterday.
Oh, come on.
I was even going to tell that story that when they came in the store yesterday, bought a popper to go catch a bluefin, and And they said the perfect example. They said, well, the fishing was slow, but the people and the place is the best spot in the whole world. And so who cares if you got slow fishing when you're at the ranch?
And you can see a picture of Tom and Rhonda and their wedding cake at Rancho Leonero.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations, guys.
So congratulations, Tom and Rhonda. They're
married,
a great
they
couple.
They got married right on Lou's land.
Right at Lou's land.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I had no idea. Greenland. I'm so stoked right now. Yep. That's great.
Yeah. How significant and great was that? But it's a great time, stuff. And you want to read about the fun and the good times and about the big bounty that Dave and Scott Williams and others took home. Want to thank the guy from Sport Fishing Financial, Rick Jensen, and his wife. There's a picture of Rick's wife with a beautiful rooster fish on the feature photo there. And then, of course, Dave Brithwaite from Statewide Stripes. $500 each they donated for the largest fish. Pam and Phil Benson caught the largest wahoo, got $500. And the largest tuna was 20 pounds, and that went another $500 there. So that we're going to do that again next year. And, John, it's always a great time at Rancho Leonero, whether a fish bite or not.
Thanks, Pete. Well, like I say, it was a strange weather. Second year in a row we've had that strange weather. So the third year is going to be a charm for sure.
You bet, man. How do we get a hold of you who want to book a trip?
Thanks, amigo. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. And by the way, we're a couple things I wanted to mention. We're adding photos more often now. We're trying to get 60 or 70 up a week at least. We're doing a better job posting the fishing pictures. That and bait. We've been getting and buying our own ballyhoo because the quality and the availability has been kind of up and down. So Eddie now is selling that and selling squid right at the pier, and with both high quality. And so you're guaranteed to get that no matter what. And those Marlin love those Cavito, I swear to you.
Oh, yeah.
For them
awesome.
In a big way.
No doubt.
So it's something that nobody else is doing. I'm sure everybody will start doing it soon. And that's supplying those and making sure that we got a consistent supply of those at the bay. Especially now with the tuna. They chunk up that squid, and it works real well.
Fantastic, John. We'll see you tomorrow night at the Rollo Kids reception, and talk to you next week about Rancho Leonero. Appreciate the call this morning.
Thanks, guys. Talk
All right. Thanks,
you.
John.
See you tomorrow.
All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including a big block of your phone calls. Phones are absolutely packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Charles. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing. Are you aware that Fisherman's Landing has the finest charter boat fleet on the West Coast? We have charter boats from 50 to 85 feet in length and can accommodate charter groups from 8 to over 50 passengers. If you are planning to book a charter this year, I wouldn't wait too long. With the outstanding fishing that we've had the past two seasons, prime fishing dates for 2016 are already disappearing. If you have never booked a charter before, all you have to do is contact a few fishing buddies, pick a date, and call the landing. Office crew will make booking your charter a breeze. If your group is from 8 to 14 anglers, the Bluefin, Pacific Quest, or Maximus would be perfect. If you have 15 to 35 fishermen, check out the Pacific Dawn, Fortune, Commander, Islander, or the Pegasus. You can also charter our open party boats, Dolphin, Prowler, Condor, and Pacific Queen. Don't allow your prime fishing date to slip away. Charter one of Fisherman's Landing's premier boats for a spring yellowtail trip or a summer or fall offshore tuna trip. You will be happy you did. You can find us at www.fishermanslanding.com or call us at 619-221-8500 to book your fishing charter.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar on your next fishing trip. Be sure to get the Power Pro Advantage. And, Rick, you were talking about fishing this big bluefin tuna we're talking about. You need to have the Power Pro Advantage, and that is Max Quattro.
Yeah, it's heavy line and it's capacity, and those are the two things that Max Quattro gives you. You know, this fish is so big that 65-pound is literally bordering on appropriateness. You know, we're fishing 80-pound and even 100-pound now, and with Max Quattro being 30% smaller in diameter, it's like fishing one line size down. So a reel that you really needed to fish 65 to get your capacity up, but you really wanted 80-pound, fish 80-pound Max Quattro, you're going to get the line capacity, but you're going to get the connection strength. And with a 100-pound Max Quattro, you can get over 350 yards on a Talica 12 of 100-pound test. Connect that to a piece of 150-pound Seaguar Premier, you got them.
Yeah, you got them. So check it out, Max Quattro at your favorite tackle store. It's by Power Pro. It's unbelievable.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
XEPRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, Rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Now, we talked about that Rancho Leonero tournament, and we talked about that great story on our website, hookup1090.com, and Tom and Rhonda's wedding and all that stuff.
I didn't know about that.
Dr. Bob Blum, who was our tournament director, was the story writer there, and we sure thank Bob. Now, Bob is also, did you know that Bob is an IGFA expert, too?
Is he? I did not know that. Yeah, I don't remember him ever mentioning that.
Probably know about this. There are three different species of bluefin tuna, right? Atlantic bluefin, southern bluefin, and then the ones we catch are the Pacific bluefin, right? Did you know that both the 50 and 30-pound record for Pacific bluefin tuna is vacant?
Look at that.
So if you catch a bluefin tuna on 30-pound or you catch a bluefin tuna on 50-pound, you could be an IGFA world record
now,
holder.
Now, I caught a 205-pounder on 50-pound legitimately, but since the IGFA is so anti the way we fish out here, my fish wouldn't ever be considered a record.
Why is that?
Because I let my rod touch the rail.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
I rail-rodded the heck out of
that
thing.
Yeah, heck
yeah. Proudly so,
with a 10-foot rod?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So if you're interested in setting an IGFA record, it's available, right? Because
yeah.
It's a totally different species.
Yep.
Yeah, so what we see on Wicked Tuna is not the same fish as what we're catching here.
Correct, yeah, that's the Atlantic bluefin.
Atlantic bluefin. And how do they differ, Charles?
I think, you know, a big thing is size is a big difference in the species and really where their stock is breeding, where the breeding area is.
So our fish are never going to be 1,000 pounds.
I don't think so.
Yeah. There have been recorded 400, 500, 600-pounders, though, right?
Right.
Yeah. What's the largest ever recorded in the Pacific, do you know?
You know, I think it's in that size class. I think the southern bluefin gets a little bigger than the Pacific as well.
Yeah.
So I think there's been some big fish off New Zealand and Australia. But
the Atlantic is the largest.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, time for the catch port, Rick.
Got it, man. It's time to find out what's biting out there today. Catch port sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The fish that you catch is a valuable item, especially when we're talking about 75 to 200-pound bluefins. Why not take the best possible care of it? Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest. They're going to treat your fish just like it was their own, and once you try them, you'll be hooked. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. And in the case of this big fish, it's just a necessary step. You know, we just can't process it at home at the same level that Raymond and the boys at Fisherman's Processing can do it, and I just highly, highly recommend it for sure. Let's head up to Dana War Sport Fishing and talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you in there this morning?
Doing great. Good morning.
Morning.
Good, good. Well, hey, I'll just jump right into it here. Pretty much the same story this past week with the water, really trying hard to get back to normal up here. So with that being said, we had some fair calico bass action this week when the conditions lined up properly. But truthfully, it's been tricky. And from day to day, you know, the half-day stuff, some days have been some good fly line action. And then the next day, it's all been on the bottom with sinkers. So it's really been mixed up. But being able to adapt and, you know, take some direction from the crew has really helped some of the anglers crack the code and get through this funk this week. Three-quarter day stuff, again, we're still lined up on the bottom fish for that mixed rock fish and sculpin. And the quality has varied from day to day, but there's been plenty of fish to go around on those trips. So even with the ever-present red crab, you know, we've been able to make it work and put together some pretty favorable counts for our anglers. We had a little flicker life off the beach on Thursday. I think the real fun was out there. He saw quite a bit of yellowtail and some kelps out there. Stuff wasn't real real readily, you know, able to take some baits, but they, you know, hooked a couple fish. Grade was like 22 to 25 pound stuff. So, you know, we may, you know, start spending a little bit of time out there looking around as well. So Fury, he's been out at San Clemente Island and Catalina on his trips, and he's had some good bottom fishing as well. And then some of that mixed grade, you know, yellowtail and his counts also. So we're in full swing mode. Summer schedule, everything's busy and clicking up here. So if you guys want to hop on a trip with us, certainly recommend checking out the link on the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. You can save a 25% on a local half-day or a three-quarter-day trip by clicking on that link and using that code to book online, or you can check us out at danawharf.com. And certainly this is the time of year where you, you know, if you don't like booking online, you definitely need to call the office and make a reservation to get yourself on a trip. And the number there, talk to our booking guys, is 949-496-5794.
Summer fishing is here, and Dana Wharf Sport Fishing's on the fish. Hey, Captain Brian Woolley, we're looking forward to having you on the show. 2 weeks from today, you'll be in the Mighty 1090 studio with us, and we're looking forward to
it. Yeah, we'll be down there and spend some time with you guys. Looking forward to that as well.
Great. Can't wait, Willie. Appreciate it very much. Great report, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, have a good week, guys.
All right, now that that has hit the surf zone, our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, the surf fishing man, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
Doing great, yeah. What's up with that surf fishing?
Yeah, that's interesting stuff about that bluefin. I know, you know, it's probably over 20 years ago, but they had some big fish punch through some guys were purse seining on the back side of the islands there, and they had some very big fish punch through.
Yeah.
So,
hey, by the
they
way,
don't get up to that size, but definitely.
By the way,
600 pounds.
Gundy, did you see the picture of Rock Cod Rick on the front page of Western Outdoor News this week, speaking of big bluefin?
I heard about that fish. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it is. That's and fantastic. Of course, you're writing for Western Outdoor News and upcoming articles coming up.
Yeah, actually, I just finished a piece on those new Lexes and the new Tranks and those new, I call them Big Bertha bass reels, but how they're coming into play in the local fishing. So
that's cool.
You'll see that coming up. And also Rockhide, I was wondering how that fish didn't put you in traction with a 10-foot rod. That's a heck of
almost.
A
yeah, I'm not gonna lie or be too proud, man. It just about did.
You had to go visit the doctor this week.
I really
right?
did, man, for real. I think it was battling the sea lion that jacked me up the most. But yeah,
you were a little stiff the next day.
It got me good, man. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, that's fantastic. What a fish! What a catch! That's a lifetime memory right there.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, we had a great week, some quality fish in the surf fishing scene. Just let's start up north there. Hook, line, sinker reported, excellent week of halibut fishing, lots of bait inside. East Beach was the hot spot. One of the shop regulars, and I call him a hard jerk bait specialist, but he strictly throws that lucky craft. Last week he had that 29-inch, about a 10-pound striper. This week he hung 7 halibut. 2 over 20 pounds out of the surf line on the Lucky Craft off East Beach, Santa Barbara. They're a fantastic catch. These are the first big hens we've seen in the surf line, and I imagine from this point on we'll see more of those. It seems from Point Vicente North we have a more normal spring, and then from the point south, you know, we're still into that kind of warmer deal. Wiley's reported some terrific calico bass fishing on inside there. Rocky kelpie spots have been holding good numbers of bass. Pescador, Matador, Piedra, Nicholas, all holding cut sardine, hot bait, several fish over 5 pounds, and they had a 27-inch fish caught and released. Calico bass, 8-9 pounds maybe was the estimate there, but they're releasing all those big fish with some big fish inside. Just Fishing reported another good week of Corbina fishing, 2 to 3 pound fish in that Torrance Beach area. Several fish in the 4-pound range, soft shells, fresh mussels were the hot bait. Big fish in Seal Beach reported phenomenal spotted bay bass, and the spotted bay bass been on fire in all the bays, Mission Bay, San Diego, even Dana Point. The guys are telling me the quality is really nice. These guys are flipping drop shot Reeves flukes, which is a little fluke bait, and that's been the hot ticket with lots of bait around there. And then Dana Point reported excellent spot fin bite. 6-pound fish was checked into the shop there. lots of 2 to 4 pound spot fin in the mix. Legworms, mussel, ghost shrimp, top producers, Doheny, St. Clemente Pier, Old Man's down there, all kicking out quality fish. So, boy, what a week for quality there, you know?
Yeah.
Gundy, crazy.
Terrific inshore fishing, yeah.
Really,
absolutely.
Really good. Well, Gundy Gunnarsson, again, great stuff in Western Outdoor News and great stuff on the radio here every Sunday. Surf guru Gundy Gunnarsson, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, gentlemen. 220-pound halibut. How about that?
We'll take it. Thanks, Gundy. Great report. Hey, well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Announcing Yamaha Outboards Wake Up the Season sales event for a limited time from now through June 15th. So you still got some time. Purchase a select eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard, and it'll come with up to $500 in dealer credit towards the purchase of additional goods and services. Your reliability starts here, and that's Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha outboard dealer today for more details. Let's jump into these jam-packed phones and talk to Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Thanks for the show.
Hey, guys. Awesome show, as always. Couple things. First of all, maybe you might want to reach out to Councilman Sherman and the mayor there in San Diego on this sea lion problem. They may have a fast track to help get this finally taken care of.
Good idea.
Good call.
And then I want to thank Charles and the team from NOAA. Kudos to Owen Snodgrass a couple years ago. He helped me track down a tuna tag and where the fish actually came from. And it was very, very interesting, and I'm sure that the research that comes from that is really important. And anybody that gets a survey, please fill it out. These guys are really great. They're here to help us.
You guys have a pretty extensive bluefin tagging program, right?
Correct, yeah. We have thanks for that, Don. Yeah, we have quite a few tags that get out on really all kinds of things, whether it's bluefin, albacore, thresh sharks, basky sharks, swordfish, all kinds of things. We get tags on, and we're looking for reports on all kinds of stuff coming in. And really, anytime you see a tagged fish of any kind, just look at that number, call it in. Some scientist somewhere is looking for what that information is.
Okay, so if you can release the fish or kill the fish, either way, if you release the fish, get the number.
And, with a released fish, particularly if you're going to release it, big thing is a nice lot long where you caught it and a length.
Okay.
Are probably the two big things that anybody's going to be interested in if you're re-releasing a fish.
But if you take the fish, just pull the tag off and...
Exactly. And that same info is really probably what they're most after, is the length and position of capture.
Okay.
Where you went and how big you got.
Exactly. That's most of the time, that's what we're after with tags, particularly if it's just a spaghetti tag, a Floyd tag.
Yeah. All right. Good deal, Don.
Awesome, Don.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, including another hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. Lots of great stuff coming your way. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Rock Todd Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Kevin Kelly and the crew at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. A 2520 XLD pilot house with a $25,000 discount, a 2510 walk around with a $23,000 discount, and a 2320 pilot house with a $15,000 discount, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaska dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com.